Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
When he come to that pressure, please know that I feel you. Gotta take care of the kids and put food on the table while bills do. You got pressure on top of pressure, but I don't think they understand. Life ain't pitching up a fastballs, ain't nothing coming underhand. Real greatness get tested, but you can't stop, you invest. They say pressure made diamonds. Embrace your pressure, don't stress. Tell me why would you stop? Tell me why would you quit? We just looking for the victory. We ain't looking for the end. Gotta stay focused. Gotta be staying on top of your game. Gotta be locked on the target. Gotta stay focused. Fix your aim. Hit them up, bang, bang, bang. They thought you would fall off, but ain't nothing changed. You the little engine that knew they could. Now everybody wanna ride the train.
They watch, you know it. Be silent. Stay focused. Keep grinding. Just trust me, one day you gon' be the dopest.
You gotta put something in. If you gon' get something out, why get in and get out? Don't stop.
Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far.
Let's roll. Hello and a heartfelt welcome to all the knowledge seekers out there. Welcome to the Dissertation in 90 Days podcast, where we light the way to completing your doctoral journey without losing your mind. Because let's be real, we all value the strands of sanity we have left. I am your host, Dr. J, representing Writers ER, the organization renowned for doctoral support, where we make academic writing and research seem less like climbing Everest and more like a breezy walk in the park. We are here to break down the ominous world of dissertations into palatable, manageable chunks, ensuring that you, our esteemed listeners, don't just absorb the information, but can actually run with it and apply it effectively. Think of it as us giving you the ingredients, the recipe, and maybe a cooking tip or two so you can cook up a delicious dissertation dish. Now, embarking on a PhD is like stepping onto a roller coaster. It's thrilling, it's exciting, and oh yes, it's going to be a ride filled with highs and lows. That said, we often overlook a crucial component of this journey, our mental health. It's the silent engine that keeps our academic train running smoothly on its tracks. When it's in optimal condition, the journey is scenic and wonderful, but if it's neglected, well, let's just say it's hard to enjoy the scenery when your train is off the rails. Remember, constructing a dissertation is like assembling a jigsaw puzzle. It demands patience, time, and a clear mind. Just imagine trying to fit the pieces together when your mind is clouded. It's like trying to solve a puzzle in the dark. You see, maintaining mental health is not just about avoiding stress. It's about cultivating a mindset that can see the bigger picture, find joy in small victories, and handle setbacks with resilience. So together, let's dive deep into the ocean of knowledge. Let's demystify the enigma of dissertations, and let's do it with a smile, because who says academia can't be fun? So grab your snorkels. We are about to explore the coral reefs of research, and who knows, we might even find Nemo along the way. Remember, this is a journey, and every journey is more enjoyable with companions. So let this podcast be your companion, your beacon of light in the sometimes foggy realms of academic writing. Let's learn, laugh, and leap towards our PhDs together. Are you ready, fellow knowledge seekers, to embrace the adventure and craft your dissertation in 90 days? If so, let's get started and let's make it a journey to remember. Let's get real about the mental strains on a PhD journey. For many, pursuing a PhD can be like navigating a labyrinth. You're thrilled to explore, but the winding paths and dead ends can sometimes feel overwhelming. The reality is, a staggering number of doctoral students face mental health challenges. Studies have indicated that approximately 1 in 3 PhD students is at risk of having or developing a common psychiatric disorder like depression or anxiety. Shocking, isn't it? It's like looking around during your seminar and realizing that a substantial number of your peers are grappling with invisible battles. Addressing mental health promptly is crucial. It's like identifying the weeds in a garden and removing them before they overpower the flowers. We need to cultivate an environment where recognizing and addressing mental health issues is normalized and encouraged. Moving to our second segment, let's talk about creating a supportive environment. Having a solid support system is like having a safety net while walking a tightrope. It provides security and assurance. Engaging with peers, sharing experiences, and learning from each other can make the doctoral journey less isolating and more enriching. And then there's the significant role of mentors or advisors. Having someone who can guide you, both emotionally and academically, is like having a lighthouse guiding your ship through the tumultuous seas of academia. It's about having someone who helps you see the horizon when all you can see are the waves. Balancing work and life and managing time effectively are the pillars of a harmonious PhD journey. It's like juggling. You need to keep all the balls in the air, but also know when to take a break before they all come tumbling down. Creating a harmonious rhythm between responsibilities and relaxation is crucial for long-term success and happiness. In our final segment, let's delve into proactive mental health strategies. Developing healthy routines is paramount. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and adequate sleep are the trinity of well-being. It's like oiling the gears of a machine. The smoother they run, the more efficiently the machine operates. Incorporating relaxation and hobbies is equally important. It's about painting your life's canvas with vibrant colors of joy, passion, and tranquility amidst the grayscale of challenges and responsibilities. It's like allowing your mind to dance in the rain of rejuvenation every once in a while. Prioritizing self-care is not indulgence, it's necessity. Regular mental health checkups, embracing mindfulness, meditation, and relaxation techniques are the unsung heroes of mental well-being. It's like shielding your flame from the winds of stress and anxiety so it can continue to burn brightly and illuminate your path. Remember, sustaining mental health is about constructing a fortress around your mind, a fortress that is resilient yet not isolated, strong yet not rigid. It's about creating a sanctuary where your thoughts can breathe, grow, and flourish. It's about nurturing your mind garden so it can bloom with the flowers of creativity, innovation, and wisdom. So let's pledge to make mental health a priority, to be the architects of supportive and nurturing environments, and to be the warriors of our well-being. It's a journey, but together we can make it an enriching and fulfilling one. Here's to crafting dissertations with vigor and vitality, and to painting our academic journeys with the colors of mental harmony and peace. As we progress into our fourth segment, let's converse about handling stress and the strategies to overcome burnout. Stress is like that unwelcome guest at a party. You didn't invite it, but here it is, munching on your peace of mind. Identifying your stress triggers is akin to acknowledging the elephant in the room. To navigate through this, it's pivotal to implement coping strategies that resonate with you. Maybe it's a brisk walk in the fresh air, a calming meditation session, or losing yourself in a book. It's about finding your unique stress buster, like having your secret recipe to combat the spice of stress. Taking regular breaks is not about slacking. It's about maintaining your sanity and productivity. It's the refreshing breeze that rejuvenates the mind. It's about setting realistic goals and maintaining a positive outlook, like planting your feet firmly on the ground while reaching for the stars. Avoiding burnout is like maintaining a car. Regular checks and balances ensure a smoother ride. Remember, it's okay to pull over and rest if the journey becomes overwhelming. Balance, resilience, and positivity are your co-drivers on this trip. Moving on to our fifth segment, let's address the importance of seeking professional help when needed. Knowing when to seek professional mental health support is crucial. It's like realizing when to call a doctor when the home remedies aren't working. Let's embrace openness about our mental health struggles. Speaking about our battles shouldn't be taboo. It's about removing the stigma and realizing that seeking help is a strength, not a weakness. It's like opening the windows to let the fresh air in. Sometimes our minds need that breath of fresh air too. And now we come to our final segment, the question and answer session, where we open the floor to you, our esteemed listeners. This is the space to share your experiences, your strategies, and your stories of maintaining mental health during your PhD journey. Think of it as a communal campfire where we exchange tales and wisdom. I'm here to answer your queries and provide practical advice tailored to your individual concerns. It's like having a one-on-one chat over a cup of coffee, where we navigate through your concerns and find solutions together. So, Let's get those thoughts rolling. Let's create a symphony of ideas, experiences, and solutions. And let's build a bridge of support and understanding. Your voice matters. Your experiences are valued. And together, we can create a tapestry of wisdom and support. All right, fellow knowledge seekers, as we wrap up today's enlightening voyage through the realms of mental well-being during our dissertation journey, let's recap the treasures we've unearthed. We've delved into the mental strains accompanying the PhD voyage, the pivotal role of supportive environments, and proactive strategies to armor our minds. Remember, nurturing your mental health isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, a cornerstone to traverse the intricate labyrinth of your PhD journey successfully. It's like the fuel that powers your ship across the turbulent seas of academia to the shores of accomplishment. I urge you, let's make our mental well-being a priority. Let's be the guardians of our minds, and let's illuminate our paths with the light of resilience, balance, and positivity. Because achieving our dreams isn't just about the knowledge we gain, but also about the harmony we maintain within ourselves. And for those who are eager to traverse deeper and climb higher, I extend a cordial invitation to visit Writers ER for a plethora of support and resources tailored to aid you in not only completing your dissertation, but also in maintaining the sanctuary of your mind. And hey, don't keep this enlightenment to yourself. Share this podcast with your fellow seekers. Let's spread the light of awareness, and let's create a symphony of empowered minds across the world of academia. And here's a golden nugget for you. I direct you to the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who mastered the art of completing 2 dissertations in 6 months. Yes, you heard it right. Grab this treasure trove of wisdom at writersER.com/playbook. Before we bid adieu, here are some actionable gems to incorporate into your daily routine. Keep a journal, a sanctuary for your thoughts, reflect on your emotional landscape regularly, and identify those stealthy stressors. Craft a sleep routine. Aim for the sweet spot of 7-9 hours of revitalizing sleep each night. Carve out moments in your schedule for the symphony of your hobbies and the tranquility of relaxation. Remember, it's about orchestrating a harmonious rhythm between rigor and relaxation. Set small daily goals, like stepping stones leading you across the river of overwhelmingness to the lands of achievement. And when the river seems too turbulent, extend your hand. Reach out to loved ones, to friends, or to professionals, for sometimes a helping hand is all we need to cross. I ask you to ponder, how will you be the guardian of your mind? How will you paint your journey with the colors of mental harmony and resilience? How will you turn the knowledge gained today into the wisdom of tomorrow? Remember, each step, each strategy is a beacon illuminating your path. You hold the power to transform your journey into an odyssey of accomplishment, resilience, and joy. Keep the flame of learning burning, keep the light of wisdom shining, and let's continue to traverse the enriching paths of knowledge together on Dissertation in 90 Days. Keep thriving, keep shining.